Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Danielle and only Danielle today. I'm going solo for you guys. As I'm recording this, Brooke is in Boston doing the final move out of her apartment. I am so glad that I got to visit her in Boston before all the craziness happened, before she moved. So I'm wishing her best of luck. I know it's like bittersweet. She's kind of like ending a chapter in Boston, but I'm so excited for her to move to New York City. So yeah, she asked if I'd be comfortable doing a solo pod. I was going to do an episode with my dad because she did one with her dad. However, my dad got a procedure a couple days ago and he's doing great, but I just didn't want to throw that on his plate, honestly. And I feel like we haven't sat down and chatted together in a while. I know Brooke recently did a solo episode and I haven't gotten to do that, so I thought it'd be fun. So I'm gonna start off with a little life update or just kind of like what's been going on, you know, the normal stuff. But then the main meat of this podcast is going to be talking about my daily routine and kind of how I'm staying motivated and happy. I've kind of gotten a routine down pat being at home in Florida, of like what I do when I wake up until my head hits the pillow at night. And I love listening to podcasts like Skinny Confidential, where Lauren will like take you through her day in a specific routine. And it really is crazy. Like, my days have been very similar, but like I'm okay with it. And I just kind of like how they've been formatted. That does not make sense, but a couple things I wanted to say. Again, happy Pride Month. I did a Peloton ride this morning and I just saw that Jess King, one of my favorite instructors on Peloton, just did a Pride ride, which I can't wait to do. That looks so fun. That's one way you can support Gals on the Go. We're committed to Pride and we think that anyone should be able to love whoever the heck they want, not just this month, but every month. So happy Pride Month to absolutely everybody. Also, I just wanted to talk about briefly, this past week was Juneteenth. And for those of you who might not know what Juneteenth is, I can't lie, it wasn't something I was super aware of. It wasn't something I was taught, which is so crazy. And I think one of the awesome things about right now is something that we're learning more about, and going forward, this is something that I want to celebrate and I want to recognize every year. June 19th. Juneteenth is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. I just took this from online because I just don't want to mess anything up, but it says dating back to 1865, it was on June 19th that the Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger landed at Galveston, Texas with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. This was actually 2.5 years after President Lincoln did the Emancipation Proclamation. And it's just so crazy that it took so long to get to Texas. But essentially, it's a holiday celebrating the emancipation of those who had been enslaved in the United States. And I think that is something amazing to recognize, celebrate, however you want to kind of go about it. But yeah, that's what people were posting about. And that's what I was posting about because I was learning about it. And it is something going forward that I know Brooke and I both will be recognizing. So yeah, let's get into my highlight of the week. All right, so my highlight of this past week is I've just felt very emotionally and mentally just good and stable and just comfortable. Like, I'm not really good at accepting change, and that's why when all the corona stuff went down, like in, you know, March, it was very hard for me. And I've slowly, you know, grown as a person for sure. And I've just learned that you really just can't force anything. And I've noticed by me doing me lately and just kind of like doing what makes me happy, going with the flow a little bit more, I found that things have come into my lap that I used to try and force. This goes for business things, this goes for relationships, friendships, just kind of across the board. I am very a planner. I'm a type A. I need to retake my Enneagram test because a lot of people ask me and I just really don't know what I am. But I just, and I saw this TikTok, it was just kind of saying how like don't try and force things. Don't like hope that something, I mean, you can hope that things happen, but just by kind of letting life take its course and like obviously making actions towards your goals, you're not supposed to just like be lazy, but I'm saying like certain things that you just are trying to force so bad, just let them go. Just let them go. And if they are meant to be with you, if that sounds like I'm talking about my relationship, I just mean like if something is meant to be in your life, whether it's a thing, a person, an opportunity, like it will make sure that it is in your life. And I'm just learning that lately, which is really cool. Like, I don't even know, like in friendships and relationship, my relationship, like, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm about to be a senior in college. Like I have my dreams, my aspirations and like things that I want to do in my life. And it's scary because you think about your family, your friends, your relationships, just people in your life. And like, are they going to be down for that? Like, do they see themselves like, you know, still being your friends, still, you know, whatever it may be. I know this sounds like so crazy, but I've just like had really good conversations with people lately, just kind of saying like, this is who I am. And they're just kind of like responding, like, I love that. Like, I love who you are. Like, I love being your friend, whatever it may be. And it was just like so liberating to me. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but as we, like, as I approach this next chapter in my life, once I graduate next May 2021, which is crazy, there's just a lot to think about. And I've been thinking about it more and more. And just by kind of letting go of that stress and just kind of like doing what makes me happy and thinking about things in the future that make me happy, the people in my life, the things in my life have just responded in a great way. So I'm just thankful for that. I know it sounds kind of deep, but yeah, I just kind of stopped stressing about the silly things. Like I, for a while, I was like, oh my God, are we going to go back to school in the fall? Like I'm about to be a senior at University of Georgia, if you guys didn't know. And, you know, for a while I was like, oh my God, like, are we going to go back? Like, what's sorority recruitment going to be like? Just like all this stuff. And this past week, maybe 2 weeks, I just kind of realized like, I pretty much don't have control over that. You know, I can do my part, but I can't decide at the end of the day what the University of Georgia decides. As of now, like we're going back, but I feel like there's going to be some sort of different schedule or maybe more classes will be online. I really don't know. And it's so hard because I've been really trying to just kind of not stress about it, because what is the point? Like literally my friends and I will be talking about it in group chats and I'm like, what does everyone think? But at the end of the day, like we really, that's just something we don't necessarily have control over. So I'm just trying to enjoy my summer and enjoy the people that I'm with right now as best I can, because it's just not worth it. And it's not worth my energy. I spent honestly most of, so the second half of March and the beginning of April, just bummed and sad and just annoyed that I don't know what's going to happen in the future. And I'm just realizing that like, it's not worth the energy. I saw some quote that like that. So I'm just like, I don't know, but it feels really, really, really good. It's funny though, because a lot of my friends, my family look to me to be very like planny, like what's the move, whatever. And recently by me taking a step back, people are like, so Danielle, what's the plan? Or like, what are you doing next year? Or what do you think is going to happen at UGA in the fall? And I literally am like, I don't know. And everyone's like, what? And like, you're fine with that? Everyone's like really surprised by like my reaction, because I'm very just chill about it right now. But it's just, I have stressed about it enough. I've thought all the thoughts, but at the end of the day, I can't choose. And yeah, I'll be bummed if I know my senior year of college is going to be different. I'm bummed, but at the end of the day, I really can't control it. I can only control how I react to it. And I'm going to just react to it in a positive way and just be thankful that I have made awesome friends from school. And I just hope to continue those friendships and continue those memories in different ways and just find ways to just like get through 2020, honestly. Like, I mean, 2020 is just really freaking weird. I mean, I know we can all agree that. Like, I feel like New Year's Eve, I think I said this in the podcast last week, but New Year's Eve this coming December 31st is going to be crazy. Not like wild. I mean, just like everyone's going to be like very excited for 2021, because it's just like a fresh start. I just am seeing it now. Also, I'm just really enjoying this podcast right now. That's like obvious. Like I always love podcasting, but I'm just like really enjoying chatting with you guys. Hope that's okay. So yeah, that's my highlight. That was a long explanation, but yeah. Now I'm going to get on to something I am loving right now.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So, I'm always trying to figure out new ways to take care of my hair. I do color it, and a lot of people tell me just stop coloring it, and I am just here to tell you that I love being blonde, and that will not stop. I don't even dye my hair, like, every month. I'll do it, like, every month and a half, every 2 months, which my hairstylist gets mad at me, because she's like, dude, you need to keep up with your highlights, but I try to be good to my hair when I can. I get trims, I use, you know, Olaplex shampoo, conditioner, I use hair masks, but recently I've been implementing some more things into my life that Tori DeSimone recommended to me. One of them, I've been taking the Nature's Bounty Hair, Skin, and Nails daily vitamins. They have biotin in them, and I don't know, you just take three a day with, they recommend you taking with food. So, I mean, I haven't noticed like a big difference yet. I took like a before photo when I started taking them, so soon I'll probably take a second one. But I've been taking those, but my favorite of the week is the collagen peptides. Some people don't take them if they're vegan because they are not vegan, but collagen peptides, they have them in capsules, but usually people use collagen peptide powder. And I was using the Vital Proteins one in my coffee, and then I stopped because I could just taste it. And it just, I love coffee so much, as you guys know. And for my morning coffee to be ruined just because I'm trying to get some collagen in, it wasn't worth it for me. Some people, it's worth it, but I just couldn't do it. So then I got the Vital Proteins collagen peptides capsules, which are fine, and I've been using them for the past month. However, you have to take 6 capsules twice a day. So that's 12, and they're big. It's because there's like so much powder in them, and it was just too much. So yeah. So I was talking to someone and I was telling her, you know, the Vital Proteins powder is just disgusting. I can't do it. Not disgusting. Not trying to be dramatic. I love Vital Proteins, but I just don't like the taste. And I was telling her the capsules were just getting too much for me. And she recommended Naked Collagen. I think the brand is like Naked, and they have like Naked this, Naked that, Naked collagen, like different powders of like different like vitamins, I guess you could call it. Sorry, I'm not professional at this. But I just started using that. I got it on Amazon. It's just Naked Collagen, and it's like a big tub. And she was saying how you taste it a lot less in your coffee. And so I've been trying it. I just put a scoop, I think it's one tablespoon in my coffee in the morning with some cream. And I like tasted it like in the slightest. I'm not going to say you can't taste it at all, but I barely tasted it, and I was really, really excited because that's just like such an easy way to implement it to my routine. Like, I literally drink coffee every day, and then when I make iced coffee if I want, I could totally add that. Basically, collagen is really good for your skin, hair, nails, and joint support, actually. And collagen is known to like help people's hair grow, you know, give you a youthful appearance, skin elasticity, you know, really good for hydration for your skin. I mean, it has a lot of benefits, and I was really just trying to perfect the way I like intake it every day, and I did. So again, another long explanation, but I love it. All right, next up, I think this is the last time we're doing this segment for a while, but we like to talk about a favorite quote, a quote that stood out to us this week. And I think next week we're actually going to be implementing back the lowlights, so highlights and lowlights. We just haven't been doing lowlights because, you know, there's not a lot to complain about. You know, there's so much else going on in the world, but we thought we'd, you know, bring highlights and lowlights back just so we're not all, like, we're real with you guys. But anyways, my quote. I found it on Pinterest. You guys know how I do. This one. It's all about, like, romanticizing your life. I posted a TikTok on TikTok kind of talking about this, but it says, you got to start romanticizing your life. You got to start believing that your morning commute is cute and fun, that every cup of coffee is the best you've ever had, that even the smallest and most mundane things are exciting and new. You have to, because that's when you start truly living. That's when you look forward to every day. And I love that. It's so true. Like, I'm loving this whole new trend of being like the main character in your life, romanticizing your life. Like, it's so true. I know, like, probably not a lot of you have a commute right now. I sure don't, But it is true. Like, I've always just loved making my cup of coffee in the morning. It's so true. It just makes me so happy. And even today, I was just sitting out back and I was looking at the trees as they, like, went back and forth with the breeze. And it's just, I don't know. Like, if it takes you pretending that you're in a movie, like, do it. Like, sometimes I'm in the car. They always say, like, when you're in the car and it's raining and you're listening to music, looking out the window, like, you feel like you're in a movie. Well, it's just, like, those moments that you remember and you sit and you breathe and you inhale, you exhale, and you just, like, take that moment in so hard and you just appreciate it instead of, like, thinking about what's next, which is something that I'm always trying to work on. I don't know. I really like that quote. All right, so before I get into my daily routine, how I'm staying motivated, I wanted to do just a quick little life update, if you will. I feel like I'm always doing life updates, but you guys are my besties, and I don't know, Brooke and I both like to keep you guys in the loop of everything going on. So I want to say thank you guys so much for all the love once again about my dad and everything. If you guys didn't know, my dad had a heart ablation, which basically ablates this like blockage in his heart, and then a couple days later, we had to take him to the emergency room because his heart flutter came back. He has atrial flutter, or had atrial flutter. And that was just like really, really scary. And then they basically said he needed to do the ablation again. And because they thought like that's why it came back. And then this past Friday, he had the ablation. The second ablation. Well, he didn't. So they went in. They, you know, he was in the surgery room, procedure room, whatever. And they went in. They were going to ablate whatever they could. And they tried to mimic the atrial flutter and they couldn't, which meant that those episodes of atrial flutter that he got right after his first procedure were just from inflamed tissue from the procedure. So they didn't have to ablate anything else. His heart was fine. They just wanted to make sure it wasn't something they could, I guess they could see like through an x-ray. I know I'm like, I really like try to know what I'm talking about. Like, this is just me relaying what my dad told me. But yeah, so they, you know, he finished, they woke him up and they're like, hey, yeah, you're good. It's just inflamed tissue. We just want to make sure. And he knew that going into it. I didn't know that going into it, that they might not actually have to do anything. So yeah, and he's been like doing things around the house. I got to be with him on Father's Day and he's feeling a lot better. So yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much. Heart stuff is just scary. And I just like, I don't know, a lot of you guys though reached out to me saying that, you know, people that had ablations and it was really, really comforting. So I just wanted to update you guys on that. But actually, as you guys are listening to this, this is Wednesday. So yesterday, well, as you guys are listening to this, but for me, I'm recording on Monday. This episode's going up on Wednesday. Tuesday, tomorrow, my brother is getting surgery. Yep, Freddie. Yeah, my family cannot catch a break. Well, actually, Freddie did this completely to himself. He was wake surfing, which he's really good at and he's awesome at. And basically when you're wake surfing, you're like surfing the wake behind you and you can like let go of the rope. And he like let go of the rope and decided that he wanted the rope back. So he went to like grab the rope with only a couple fingers and his right ring finger. I don't even like, I know some people will get like really grossed out about this, but it like really was bent a weird way. And like, it was just not good. So like he came back and my dad saw the finger and was like, oh my God. So they took him to the emergency room and gave him a little cast, but they were like, yeah, you're gonna need pins or something. I don't really understand it, but he's getting surgery tomorrow. So I feel bad for him because he's training for soccer right now. He just got on the D1 soccer team at Furman and he was really excited about that as like a walk-on. He's actually the first walk-on at Furman, I'm pretty sure, for soccer at least. Don't quote me on that, but I'm really, really proud of him either way, and I just feel bad that he's having to go through all of this, but I mean, at the end of the day, Freddie's just a little silly sometimes, but he's got good spirits about it, so yeah, that's kind of that. And lastly, if you guys don't watch me on YouTube, or I guess is this up on YouTube yet? No, this isn't up on YouTube yet. But if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know last week I drove up to Georgia for a couple days to surprise my best friend Delaney for her 21st birthday. We've talked about celebrating her 21st birthday like ever since we like became best friends. And she literally threw me a surprise birthday party in September for mine. And like it meant so much to me. And I felt so bad that she was just going to be at home alone in Alpharetta, Georgia on her birthday. So I drove up. I surprised her. I sat up with her fam. And we went to dinner that night because they were allowed to go to dinner in Georgia and Florida right now. So we went to dinner. And then I got to pop by Purvello Athens. And I got to teach a spin class, which was really, really exciting. And then I drove back home this past Sunday on Father's Day. So Yeah, that happened. I got to go back for a couple days, which is cool. I didn't tell you guys about that because I was surprising Delaney. It wasn't me like hiding anything from you guys, but I'm very thankful and I know she was really, really happy and it was really, really fun. We also went to a winery. We went to Frogtown Winery in Dahlonega, Georgia with her family, and that was so much fun to like, I hadn't been to a winery when I was 21. I went to Napa when I wasn't 21, which is just dumb, but it was also still beautiful, but it was really cool. We went to this winery and we got all dressed up and we tried some wine and we had a really nice Italian dinner, and it was like in the middle of the mountains. It was so beautiful. So I'm so beyond thankful that I live so close to Georgia that I was able to just drive. I didn't fly. I was very safe. And yeah, so I didn't want to like hide that from you guys. I felt comfortable doing it and everyone involved felt comfortable. So we went for it. So yeah. All right, you guys, it is time to get into my daily routine. This is just when I'm here at home in Tampa at my house, just kind of what I've been doing every day because I am taking online summer classes. I'm taking two. I also have a YouTube channel that I do, the podcast. My bracelet just fell off. Love that for me. And then, yeah, just like random stuff. I don't know. It's just like happened. I didn't mean to create a routine. I don't like every day to be the same normally, but it's just kind of happened and I'm like totally okay with that for once. So yeah, I'm just going to kind of take you guys along a day. So I'm recording this podcast at 6 p.m. and up until this point, I literally have done everything on this list of my daily routine, which is really funny. It just goes to show how legit it is. So that's why I want to talk about it. It's not something I made up. It's literally just what I've been doing. So without further ado, I'm just going to walk you guys through it. So I wake up, I put an alarm on for like 9 or 10, depending on how late I go to bed the night before. But usually I've been waking up naturally early around like 7:38. I don't know why. It's just been happening. And I'm honestly okay with that. It's really nice, like getting so much done before like 12 p.m. So I wake up, I go make my coffee. I don't have my Keurig here and I don't like to have like lattes in the morning. I just like to have a nice cup of hot coffee. So I'll make some coffee for my brother and I or whoever wants some. And then I'll, you know, put my naked collagen powder in there as well. And I can't lie, I do go on my phone a little bit when I wake up. I'll open up any Snapchats or texts, or usually Ryan will text me good morning before he leaves for his internship. So I don't like just completely ignore it. I literally don't know how people have the self-control to like not look at their phone. I wish I didn't, but I don't. But, yeah, so I'll go on my phone like a little bit on drinking my coffee. And then once I just do the bare minimum, I will grab a book. I'm reading like 3 books on rotation right now. It just kind of like motivates me to start my day. If I'm reading more of like a productivity self-help book, or if I'm reading a fiction, it's just nice to kind of start my day consuming content because I'm like ready to consume, but it's not like on a screen. It's, you know, with a book. I guess one of my books is on an iPad, but you know what I mean. It's just like, it's not like as stimulating. It's just kind of like taking yourself out of the world and just a great way to start the day, honestly. So I'll do that. And then once I read a little bit, I will go and make breakfast. I've usually been making 2 sunny side up eggs on 2 pieces of toast. And I use the Dave's, what is it called? Dave's hard bread or whatever it's called. I show it in vlogs all the time, but it's really, really good. So I'll put 2 eggs on that. That's my breakfast. I'll have some berries with it. I need to get back on my yogurt parfait grind. That's a lot better for you. But yeah, it makes me happy. And then with that, after I eat, I'll take my hair, skin, and nails vitamins. Also try and make sure by this point I've drank in like 1 or 2 cups of water. I'll just like grab a cup of water, put a straw on it so I drink it faster because I'm a very slow drinker, and just chug water. Because I find like if I don't drink water in the morning, my head will start to hurt or I just don't feel as good, especially since I plan to work out later in the day. I want to make sure I'm hydrated. Then it's time to start getting productive. So I'll grab my Doing Well daily journal. I've talked about it a ton of times. I won't get into it right now. It just basically has a day on each page and you have a to-do list, a quote on there. And it's just like, it's like half like a journal, half a planner, which is great for me because I'm not good at just like aimlessly journaling just yet. So I'll sit down and just write down the things that I want to get done that day. I try really hard to not write a ton of things down, just things I know I can actually get done that day, things that are feasible. I have like a grand grand master list on my notes on my phone of like things I need to get done that week. And then I'll like pull from that and put it on my to-do list for that day. So it's just like easier for me. And then I'll grab my computer. I definitely make sure to put on my blue light glasses because I swear they make a difference. And I just don't want to like ruin the rest of my day by being on my computer too much and like screen time, whatever. But it is part of my job and I do like being on my computer. So first I'll go on my school's kind of, I don't know what it's called, like database. We call it ELC. I don't know. Anyways, I'll go check out if I got any quiz grades back, you know, study for any exams I have coming up, just kind of get any schoolwork done. I always have an assignment due for my marketing class on Friday, so I usually try to get that done on Monday or Tuesday so I don't have to worry about it because the beginning of the week seemed to be less stressful for me. Not less stressful, but I just seem to have more motivation to get my assignments done. I don't know. So I'll do that and then I'll move on to YouTube. Either if I've posted a video that day, I'll go respond to comments, I'll post a story about it, kind of engage with people on that. Or if I'm editing a video, I'll edit a video and upload it, which I love doing. Just something to do with YouTube. Or if I'm doing like a podcast, I don't know. There's just something to be done. Then once my food has digested, I've gotten some work done, gotten productive, I'll put on a workout outfit, some sort of workout set. You guys know I love them. And I'll just go get after it for a workout. So I just like, I need to eat before I work out. I can't wake up and just work out. It's just not it for me. But I've been liking working out kind of earlier in the day so I can like shower and be done, you know? So I have a Peloton bike and I'll go down and do either a Peloton class or I'll teach my own. So I won't use the Peloton membership or screen, play my own music, do a class because I am a spin instructor at Purvello in Athens. You guys probably know that already. Or if I don't want to do a full 45 minute spin, I'll do like 10, 20 minutes on the bike and then I'll do like a Chloe Ting ab workout or my own arm workout or stretch or do something active. I don't work out every day, but I definitely seem to do something active every day or like at least go stretch. So yeah, I've been pretty consistent about it. So yeah, I'll go work out and then I've just kind of gotten in this routine. I'm so thankful to live in Florida and it's like sunny and hot and great for tanning. Once I work out, if I'm in the mood, I don't do this every time, but every other, I don't know. I actually do this quite a lot. I'll come up, take my workout outfit off. I won't like get in the shower because there's no point. I'll put on some sort of bathing suit, go outside and grab some lunch. Like today when I went outside, I had some sushi that my mom got for me. So I went out back and I brought my sushi and I basically just ate my lunch outside, kind of decompressed. I'll put my AirPods in, listen to a podcast or if I want to call someone, and I just kind of lay in the sun. Sunscreen, very important. I've been using SPF 70, honestly. The UV index gets high here in Tampa, like 10, 11 at peak hours. So I definitely make sure I don't use my Super Goop Unseen sunscreen on my face. I wear a hat. I just love getting like a natural source of vitamin D. But you can also take vitamin D gummies, like whatever you want. A lot of people have been asking me how I'm tan and what my self-tanning has been. And honestly, I've just been loving being out in the sun. I find that it recharges me. I'm not trying to promote being in the sun all the time, but it is something that I've been doing lately. It's just been a big mood booster. So I'll eat my lunch outside on the back. I'll bring a book. I'll listen to a podcast, kind of just whatever content I'm in the mood to consume, or I'll call someone, like I said. And I don't stay out there longer than an hour because I do it a good amount that I don't want to like be out in the sun too much. Or maybe I'll get in the pool, take a little dip if I'm really hot. I also, at this time, I'll usually drink some kombucha or green juice. I'm really into both of those. I don't have them every day because I can't keep my fridge stocked with those, but usually I have something here. I've been really into pouring my kombucha in a wine glass just to feel something. So a lot of times I'll bring my kombucha out by the pool and pour it in a wine glass. And I just feel like I'm in my own little resort. And it's really fun. But it keeps me motivated. It puts me in a good mood. It's just like these little things. It's just all about romanticizing your life, right, guys? Another lunch that I've been kind of eating a lot, and it's not that hard to make, yellow rice, black beans, and green beans with like onions. Oh, so good. Like, it's been such a vibe. And if you're vegetarian, this is perfect because there's no meat. It is so good. And I could literally eat rice, beans, and green beans every day. And beans are just incredible for you. rice, you know, whatever. So I, it makes me really happy. So then after that, once I'm out by the pool, out back for like an hour, or sometimes I can't last that long, it'll be like 30, 45 minutes. I come upstairs. This is like my favorite time of the day. Like I talk about this all the time, but I love that, like, like taking a shower after being out in the sun and then like feeling all clean but like sun-kissed. It's the best feeling. I look forward to in the summer, like it's the best. So I'll come in, I'll take a nice shower, wash my hair because I've worked out and laid out in the heat and was like sweaty as heck, so it's like the best shower ever. And then I'll do like a more full skincare routine. The only skincare I really do in the morning, if I know I'm working out, is like wash my face, maybe some eye cream, but not much because I don't like to work out and sweat with like a ton of like moisturizer on or anything. So after my shower, later in the day, I'll usually do more of a skincare. So I'll put on some vitamin C serum, eye cream, maybe do a little jade rolling, whatever kind of floats my boat. And then for outfits, literally what I'm wearing right now, I tend to go for some sort of like tank top, crop top with like sweatpants, leggings, or like sweat shorts, just something like comfy cute. Like I don't like to just completely bum it out. I like to wear something like kind of cute, so I feel put together. And I'll wear some gold hoops or something just to, again, just to feel something, you know, no shame. And yeah, I've been trying to wear my hair natural recently, or I'll just put it in a tight low bun. I've been doing that a lot, and I think it looks super chic. And I don't know, I really haven't been putting on makeup lately. I just really like how my skin has been looking. I saw this TikTok. It was like, is it just me, or do I feel like I look weird with makeup on now? Like I prefer to have no makeup on. And I was like, I kind of felt that. However, today I'm breaking out a little bit, and so I'm not wearing any makeup, but like if I were to film a video or something, I'd probably put on makeup today. It's like one of those days. But most days I haven't been putting on makeup. So yeah, that's just kind of like my post shower little outfit. I just feel so clean. I feel refreshed. I feel very like just good. And then that's when I like to do something truly creative, whether that's film a video. So then maybe I will put on some makeup, or I'll record a podcast. Like right now, this is what I'm doing. I'm recording a podcast. I'll work on a project, or I'll like put on some outfit. And I just got a new iPhone tripod thanks to Brooke's recommendation. So I'll like go out back and like take some outfit pics. I don't know, just something creative. I'm done with school stuff in the morning. I just want to do something that makes me happy, something creative. So not even like editing. Like editing's more for the morning. I prefer to do something just like creating content, I guess. Or like I'll make like TikToks, or I'll learn a new TikTok dance, something of the sort. Or sometimes I have like conference calls in the afternoon because most people are on Pacific Standard Time. So those calls tend to be later in the day for me because I'm on Eastern Time. Then my mom will probably be making dinner, or I'll go help her, whatever it may be. But while dinner is being made, which I'm really thankful for, to live at home right now and like be like with a family that like makes dinner, like I'm so thankful for that, I will go for a bike ride. I'm like pretty active this summer. I just like to be doing things, and I really just like, I just haven't like been, I mean, it's just different. It's so weird. Like if you watch my vlogs from last summer versus this summer, I'm like going places all the time. I'm going to the mall. I'm going to a spin studio. I'm going to lunch with my friends. And it's just like, I guess like the state of Florida is definitely open. But I've just like gotten so comfortable with my routine, and my friends have gotten comfortable with their routines. Like I have been seeing my friends a little bit, but more just kind of like maybe we'll all like go to dinner, or we'll like go to someone's house and like go tan in their backyard. It just hasn't been a part of my daily routine very much. It's been very like to myself and with my family, which has been really fun, and I'm okay with that. But yeah, it's just kind of interesting. I feel like normally I'm like out and about like running errands, but I just like haven't had errands to run. So I'll go for a bike ride because it just makes me feel like I'm leaving the house. And I'll just go for a bike ride around my neighborhood, and I'll stop at the parks. It's usually golden hour at this time, and I'll literally put in my AirPods and listen to inspirational, happy music because it puts me in a good mood. I feel like I'm in a movie, and I know this all sounds so silly, but these days that I have, they just work so well for me. They put me in a good mood. They're a good balance between like relaxing and productive. And I really just, I can't say enough great things. So I'll go for the bike ride. And I'll listen to, I have a playlist on Spotify called Happy Days. That's usually what I'll play on my sunset bike ride. So I'll just put that on shuffle. It has like kind of like indie pop songs, like think Two Door Cinema Club. I have Left Hand Free by Alt J on there. Just like happy stuff that you would listen to when the sun's setting. And I know, like, again, I'm so thankful to live in Florida, and like the sunsets here are ridiculously awesome and put in a good, whatever. So then I come back, wash my hands, kind of like fix myself because, you know, bike ride, you get a little dirty, you know, wash my feet, whatever I'm feeling. And then it's time to sit down for dinner with my family. I know a lot of you guys could probably agree with this, but I've been really enjoying, like, honestly, dinner with my family at night. It's something, it's like the big event of the day. I know a lot of more people are getting back to work and you can go out to dinner right now, but we haven't gone to dinner as a family yet at all. My dad hasn't been to a restaurant in months. It's so bonkers, and like, good on him. I had to go to a restaurant when they opened. I was like, let me see what this is all about. Anyways, we'll sit down for dinner, and we try to sit at dinner for as long as possible. We've been really trying to like talk about, honestly, some deep topics. My brother was like, do you guys think other families like sit down and talk about all this? I was like, honestly, like, I hope people are, because it's a good time to talk about things. Like, you know, we'll talk about things that are going on in the news. We talked about Black Lives Matter a lot. We'll honestly get into politics. We will talk about coronavirus. We'll talk about kind of big things, but then we'll also talk about lighter things, obviously, or just things going on in the world. But it's a nice time to kind of sit down and be like, okay, let's all chat about our day. Like, it's something we didn't do actually for a while when like life was so crazy. And now it's like something I feel like we all kind of look forward to. It's like dinner. Like sometimes in the beginning of quarantine, like when it was really, I would like dress up all the time. Now I don't dress up, and you know, it's a lot looser now, but I don't know. I really look forward to having dinner with my family and sitting there again and for as long as possible. Like sometimes we'll bring out some wine and it's just really, really enjoyable. And I got my family to play Uno the other night, and that was really, really fun. And yeah, so usually after dinner, we eat kind of on the later side. We'll usually eat around between 7:30 and 8:30. I know, pretty late. Around then, again, not every night, but Ryan and I will usually FaceTime, or we'll phone call, or we'll text, because his internship is until like 6 p.m. every day, and it's not one that he really can be on his phone at all. So we don't talk all day, but it's kind of nice. Like, he'll text me like every couple of hours or whatever and just check in. But I kind of love it because like I'm doing my thing, he's doing his thing. And then at night we kind of just like FaceTime, or we'll like watch a show, a Netflix party. We don't have one right now, so if you guys have any suggestions, please let me know. We watched Ozark. We finished that, loved it. Wish the new season was out. And then we just finished watching 11/22/63, which was a series on Hulu about JFK's assassination. It was so interesting. So if any of you guys have recognitions for a show to watch with your boyfriend, please let a girl know, because it's really hard, because he doesn't want to watch Gossip Girl. It's really sad. But yeah, so we'll do some sort of check-in that night, or maybe we usually call or FaceTime something. And it's just like really nice because he had dinner with his family, I had dinner with mine, and then we'll just like chat, check in. And then I will do my nightly skincare routine, which usually consists of like some facial pads, like exfoliating facial pads, my Drunk Elephant TLC glycolic night serum, some eye cream, my Tatcha lip mask, brushing my teeth, flossing. And then I'll come in my room, I'll play Stress Relief on Spotify. It's really like relaxing music just to kind of start winding down. And I'll read. I've been really trying to read instead of going on TikTok, because it's just a much better way to like get sleepy and like go to bed, and not having your last sight before closing your eyes be your screen. However, it's probably 50-50. Some nights I'll read, some nights I'll just go on TikTok and laugh. But like, I find that going on TikTok and like, or just finding ways to laugh is just really good for the soul anyways. And like, I'll have some good belly laughs from like going on Twitter or like I said, going on TikTok, whatever. So yeah, I just want to be real with you guys. But yeah, and then I put a little eucalyptus and mint essential oil on my wrist and my forehead, and I will go the heck to bed and kind of start all over again. And that's my daily routine. So yeah, I guess it's not my I don't want to call it my quarantine routine. I'm honestly just sick of the word quarantine. I don't want to say like I'm sick of quarantine, because I just feel like quarantine routine is not correct, because like we're not like completely in quarantine anymore. More of like my summer routine. This has been my summer daily routine at home. That's good. So, yeah, I've been really enjoying it. Like I said, I've literally followed this exact thing to a T today, and not like on purpose, not like, oh my God, at 2 p.m. I have to be laying out by the pool post-workout. Like, it's really not like that. It's just been kind of happening like that. And it's just worked out really well. The flow has been really great. And I'm now about to go see if my mom needs help making dinner. And I'm going to go for my sunset bike ride and come back, eat dinner with my family, FaceTime Ryan, and get ready. That sounds so lame. But obviously, as you guys can tell, it's a pretty packed day because I like to stay busy however I can. But yeah, that's kind of my daily routine. I thought I'd take you guys along with it. So I posted on Instagram on the @galsonthegopodcast Instagram story, asking you guys to kind of hit me up with some questions regarding this topic, because I want to make sure that I hit all the talking points. And I know a lot of you guys, I like to talk about motivation. A lot of you guys ask me how I stay happy and motivated, and I just want to make sure I hit all the talking points. So I'm going to check out those questions now. So someone asks how to be motivated to keep working out. And obviously there's no blanket answer for this. It's not something that everyone can apply to their life. Everyone kind of reacts to things differently. But for me, I work out because it makes me feel good. Yeah, after a little bit of time of working out, I'll notice physical differences. But for me, if I start working out because I want to look a certain way, like honestly, I feel like I'll just let myself down, and it's not like you're just like waiting for something. So instead, I work out to blow off steam. I work out to feel good. I feel so good after a workout. There's nothing better than just being like, this sounds so gross, but just like so sweaty and out of breath. You just feel so rewarding and like feeling things you had never felt before until you like literally worked out. And sometimes when I like kind of want to work out, but I need a little push, I'll listen to some music that I know hype me up. I have a couple playlists on Spotify. Like one's called, pre-class, which is music that I play before my spin class. Like when people are setting up their bikes, I have pre-workout. I have like workout hype. I have a ton of playlists. I have a playlist on SoundCloud called Summer 20, and that has a ton of stuff. Just like music to hype me up. In specific, the song Intoxicated really gets me hype. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this. I'm gonna like play this song really quick for you guys, because I just want you guys to hear it. Like, I played it in the spin class I taught last week, and people really got into it. It's just like when you really just need to like get up out of bed or like get working out, it puts you in a really good mood. So let's go. Hey. I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit. Ooh, hey, oh. Okay, hey, woo. I feel like I'm teaching my spin class right now. It's 1, 2, 1, 2, getting ready for the rest 45 minutes of this class. It's just so hype. I just can't get over it. I'm just skipping forward a little bit. Woo, hey, okay, get to work. Let's go, I don't know. That song just literally put me in the best mood right now. My mom's probably like, is Danielle okay in her room right now? Yes, I'm okay, Mom. So yeah, in short, just like knowing how you're going to feel after, and music. let's see. Looking at what you guys are saying. Favorite ways to de-stress lately? Kind of goes back to working out and also going for a bike ride. Sometimes you just need fresh air, and it sounds so silly. It's like, oh, I just need to go outside. But sometimes when I'm like stressed, I'm sitting at my desk, I'm like trying to get homework done, whatever it may be. Sometimes all I have to do is just walk outside and like be outside for literally 5 minutes, or just go for a bike ride, or going for car rides and playing music is, I feel like everyone can agree, is just so, soothing and therapeutic. Like I've also mentioned, reading books and kind of taking myself out of my life and going into someone else's reality is really fun. FaceTiming a friend, watching funny TikToks, essential oil if I'm like really kind of just like fed up, or I'm like, I can't get myself to breathe very well. I will take some essential oil and just really inhale and exhale. Someone else asks, how do you get out of a funk when you feel lazy? So as you guys are listening to this, I posted a video today, a vlog, of it's real. It's literally me waking up and just being in the worst mood. I was on my period. I was cramping. I was just not motivated, but I had a lot to do that day. I was recording a podcast that day. And I literally take you guys through my morning of just kind of getting myself up and at 'em and in somewhat of a good mood. Like, I think it's important to realize when you're in a funk, like, you have to feel those feelings. You can't just push them away. Like, I'm all about, like, your feelings are valid, like, feel your emotions. But there is a point in time when you're like, okay, like, I feel them and I want them out. And that's okay, too. Or, like, you want them diminished a little bit. So in the video, you guys should go watch it, youtube.com/DanielleCarolyn. But what I did was I woke up, I got out of bed eventually, and I hopped in the shower and, like, I just took a body shower, but it really just helped to wake me up. And then I didn't need, like, I had coffee here, but just I needed an excuse to get out of the house. So I got in the car and I went to the Starbucks drive-thru and got an iced coffee and listened to happy music on the way there, put the windows down. And just those two things in their own put me in such a good mood. I was, like, ready to record with Brooke and all good to go. But it started out just not like that. So it's just, like, little things and just kind of recognizing, like, these little things that make you happy or things that pick you up and just being able to apply them when you are in a funk. All right. So those are kind of, like, a majority of the questions. They're just kind of different versions of that. And to be honest, I just got really hungry. And dinner's not for another hour and a half. I'm going to have to go find a snack because your girl is starving. So I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. I really am just so thankful that I got to sit down and chat with you guys and kind of catch up. Brooke and I will both be back at it together next week. I'm so excited for her to start her next chapter and move to New York and everything. So next week we'll be back at it with an episode together. But yeah, let us know at the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram and the DMs of any podcast themes you guys want from us. We're trying to think of new ideas and just, you know, do things that you guys really want to hear from us. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, go do that at Danielle Carolyn. Go follow Brooke at Brooke Michio. Subscribe to both of us on YouTube if you're feeling it. We both post vlogs a lot, so you get to see a lot more than just, you know, an hour of the podcast. It's, like, a lot more. So it's just Danielle Carolyn and Brooke Michio. Follow me on TikTok at Danielle_Carolyn. I've been having fun there. Trying to think of what else. I think that's it for now. If you guys haven't yet, a lot of you guys did last week, so thank you so much. If you're listening on iTunes, give us, if you're feeling, some 5 stars, 4 stars if you must, but we're trying to get to 10k ratings because I feel like that would be really cool. I think we have like 6k ratings right now, and it would be really cool to get to 10k because then we get higher on the charts and we get to make this family bigger, and it would just be really cool. So if you're feeling it, go for it. And if you're listening on Spotify or something else, just follow us, subscribe. So you're always in the know when we're posting a new episode. But yeah, love you guys so much. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let me know if you guys like this episode. Post Instagram stories of you listening to the episode. Those make me and Brooke so happy. And we'll talk to you guys next week for another episode. Bye-bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow. But I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.